Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the wake of the European conquest of the New World, countless indigenous voices and perspectives were lost forever. Jose Antonio Mazzotti, professor of Latin American literature at Tufts University, explains what historians can learn from the group of indigenous writers who quickly adopted European languages.
When Francisco Pizarro and his troops captured Atahualpa in 1532, they began a fast process of disassembling a well-organized Incan society that, although not perfect, had been able to support a large population with pre-industrial technology and no environmental damage. Prior to this conquest, ancient Andeans already had solved problems like self-sustainability, rational use of natural resources, and a moderately fair distribution of wealth. However, with the conquest, the Andean territory became a large camp of mineral extraction, social and economic polarization, and impoverishment. By 1650, there were only 1.5 million indigenous people left out of 12 million, many lives lost due to war, forced labor, or diseases. As a result, cultural expressions, new modes of survival and social accommodation, and unheard forms of identity also appeared. For example, the introduction of alphabetic writing initially served as a mechanism of colonization by excluding non-Spanish speakers and the illiterate from the exercise of both legal and symbolic power. However, Andeans began to use writing to express their responses to the historical trauma of the conquest and colonization. Chroniclers like El Inca Garcilaso de la Vega, Huamán Poma de Ayala, and others wrote or dictated their text and sought to be heard by the authorities. They introduced not only new perspectives about the Andean past, but also new tonalities and rhythms to the Spanish language. The study of these texts is a privileged way to understand the complexity of the Andean world, its history, and the creative solutions Andeans have found to preserve and adapt their culture to a new world order. Studying these texts can help in answering some of the current global problems, such as food supply and distribution, rational use of the environment, and cultural appreciation of indigenous people.
That was Jose Antonio Mazzotti of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.